Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, there's no two people I'd rather be talking to right now than the Anthonys. Congratulations so much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
So we're sitting here the day after of the what is a signature moment in your family's life. I mean, I think it's fair to say, right? Now that we're, 24 hours out, what are the feelings that you have now that it's sort of what allowed you to soak in first?
I still think all of us are a little bit in shock. You know, although you anticipate this day, especially knowing his dream and all the work he's put in and going through the minor leagues, but once you get here, it's so unexplainable because the emotion and the joy and the energy that goes through you, it's indescribable. So we still kind of keep realizing where we're at and how everything is unfolding. So it's very exciting.
I have to ask, when was the most emotional moment for you?
You know, I think last night, of course, when he hit that, you know, just to see it and to know that it had to feel so good for him was pretty intense. There was so much emotion building up to that.
And Tony, how about you?
Same. I would say the same thing. It hit me even harder when I got home last night because we had a whirlwind day yesterday. Yeah. Flying in, you know, we left Palm Beach at 5 a.m. and then got home last night close to midnight and I couldn't unwind. It took me a couple hours returning text messages and everything. And then finally, like, I lay down to go to sleep and it just sunk in, you know?
This is a cliche question, but did it hit like you thought it would? Like, you go through the life of parents. Did the whole thing hit like you, starting with the call that he was being called up to the major leagues?
I don't think that you can ever really prepare yourself for the emotion that's going to run through you when it happens. And I also think for us, the community that we lived in, or we live in, and all of the friends and family and loved ones, the outpouring of messages and love and support was actually even more overwhelming. I mean, I think last night that's what added to the tears and to the intense emotion when you've got hundreds of text messages of people just saying congratulations and he deserves it. So I don't think you can ever prepare for that. We're still in shock.
And how about you? Did it hit like you thought it would?
I mean, you always wonder if, right? But you don't really ever know that it's going to happen, and it happened. So it was a bit of a surprise, even though I don't have to make sense that we expected it. But still, to hear it, it's surreal.
When around Boston, around New England, around the Red Sox fandom, this has been dominating the conversation for the last month, when this was going to happen. We don't know what it's like. It's one thing to be a fan. It's another thing to be a parent and when this is going to happen.
Son.
Would you get calls from Roman saying, patience, patience, or...
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, there was a lot of noise. We're not social media people, yeah. but we do have X and some of the, you know, things that we get just so we could follow him. And, you know, it got loud. And, of course, you know, from an organizational standpoint, we understand there's a lot of guys there and there's, you know, decisions to be made. And he's young. So we didn't know. So the expectation level was it'll happen probably, but we don't know when. And be patient and just keep doing what you're doing and it'll happen. So there it is.
And as a mother, you must, patience is a hard thing. And you want the best for your child, right?
Yeah, of course. And I think for, you know, us and for me and Roman, when we talk, it's more about knowing that God's brought you here and he gave you a special gift and it's his timing. Mm. And it will work the way it's supposed to work. And he's such a faithful young man, such a loving young man. So he knew.
I want to say this, being around Roman, that it truly is. I've seen a lot of young men come up to the majors, and sometimes it's difficult, you know, like to remember that they're 21 years old. But he handles himself, going back to spring training, going back to the first, he handles himself so well. So, first of all, I want to congratulate you on both of that. As parents, you deserve so much credit. I want you guys to take a bow for the parenting moment where you said, we went above and beyond. You know, we sat in the 20-degree weather. We drove. Oh, yeah, yeah. We drove the, like, again, this is one of my favorite topics because I think parents deserve credit, too.
Thank you.
Give me one moment that stands out for you. Like, man, I really admire him chasing his dream, but this is a lot.
I'll let her handle it. I was rough on him when he was younger because I saw a lot of talent there.
Yeah.
And I was, I drove probably too hard. Not crazy hard, but enough that it got uncomfortable sometimes. So I'm going to defer to her on that one.
Well, I think that, you know, definitely his father's always been the one that's push. I've been more the emotional side of it, but I'll tell you a funny one. It was at a tournament that we flew somewhere out of the state, and we took the whole family with us because they were younger then. And we waited till almost the eighth inning, and it was about 110 degrees, and he got in for one inning, and he didn't swing the bat. And it was just one of those, you know, it's a baseball moment. Yeah. We get back to the hotel.
Oh, when he was new to the travel
team. And all he said was, you have two choices. Go home or swing the bat. And so that's kind of always, we joke about it, but he's always overcorrected and he's always gone back out there with his dream and his vengeance and his work ethic and his faith. And it's taken him to where he's supposed to be.
That's well said, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You raised a really, really solid young man. So even if he didn't get a double last night, he's still a solid. He's a solid young man.
Thank you.
So thank you.
And that was 14 U travel ball, by the way.
Oh, 14 year olds, man. That can be tough. But like again, this is where it's born. This is where the passion is born, and you guys help with that.
Appreciate
so thank you.
You.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.